2016 is expected to be a year of challenges for Pensacola State College, both academically and financially. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody recently spoke with President Ed Meadows.
When the State Board of Education approved a performance-based funding plan for higher education, Meadows says it led to more than $600,000 being withheld from PSC's base funding, which totals $34 million.
In order to get it appropriated, we were required to submit a performance funding improvement plan, which we did, and we're in the reporting phase now where we're reporting on that plan and the accomplishment of that plan thus far.
If the BOE accepts the plan next month, half of the withheld funding would be allocated. A second report will be submitted at the end of the academic year, and if that's favorable, the rest of the money would be given to PSC. The plan involves recapturing first-time students, both full and part-time. Meadows says about 1,400 students fall into that category.
That plan outlines a number of things that we have been doing beginning in the summer, which is a special orientation for parents and students that are incoming to the institution, a virtual online tutoring program in difficult subjects like math and science or the STEM disciplines.
Another part of the recapturing plan is a volunteer faculty and staff advisement program to keep students from slipping through the cracks.
We will track students that are in this cohort to determine are they progressing on time and get them finished and graduated or transferred into one of our baccalaureate degree programs or transferred to a university.
Figures released from the Studer Community Institute's Metro report shows only 10.5% of Escambia County residents and 9.5% in Santa Rosa have an associate's degree. Meadows says the data, while mostly dealing with K through 12, do help explain the dilemma that higher education in the Panhandle faces in retaining students.
Having free and reduced lunch for the majority of the children in elementary and middle school, the high dropout rate in high school, the fact that the economy is still trying to improve, all of these different indicators speak to the fact that the majority of our students do not complete in the time period specified by those metrics.
On the other side of the ledger, Meadows says what's also noteworthy is what the report does not address.
We are 10 to 13 percentage points above the national average on completion rate. Working adults, working single parents, that it just takes longer in the Panhandle for a student to complete their higher education goal.
Another challenge for PSC next year is the Ready, Set, Work initiative announced last month by Governor Rick Scott. The goal is for the 28 state colleges to boost overall graduation rates from the current 43% to 100%.
It challenges all institutions, including Pensacola State, to improve. There is no timeline for when you have to meet that magic number. Will we ever get there? I think that's really not the question. I think the question is, are we going to improve our graduation rates? And the answer to that is definitely yes.
PSC's graduation rate was 35% according to the performance metrics implemented this year. President Ed Meadows was asked where he would like to see Pensacola State College in the next 5 years.
I would like to be comparing, you know, our graduation rates in the state to similar institutions to us, and that would be like Daytona State and Jacksonville, Miami-Dade. I would like to see us above the state average, which would put us probably 2-plus times higher than the national average in graduation and transfer rates.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.